The United States Geological Survey is receiving $320 million from the bipartisan infrastructure law to help support the mapping of areas with potential deposits of critical minerals. That's a big deal for a state like Nevada, which is estimated to have millions of tons of things like lithium underground. The Allies science and energy reporter Scott King brings us this story looking at this new mapping survey and what it could mean for the region.
When the bipartisan infrastructure law was passed in late 2021, the U.S. Geological Survey received an influx of funding to support the mapping of areas with potential deposits of critical minerals. Since then, Nevada has hosted a series of geological mapping surveys, the latest of which was an electromagnetic survey recently completed in the McDermott Caldera region last month. The survey came as part of the Earth Mapping Resources Initiative, EarthMRI, a USGS program that received a $320 million boost from the bipartisan infrastructure law, with $64 million per year to be spent over 5 years. These projects demonstrate the ongoing efforts to understand how the United States can establish reliable sources of the critical minerals necessary for not only national security and economic resilience purposes, but also to fueling an energy transition in response to climate change.
These surveys essentially collect information about the conductivity structure of the subsurface,
said Lindsay Ball, a research geophysicist at the Geology, Geophysics, and Geochemistry Science Center in Denver, Colorado.
The electromagnetic results give us are really these cross sections that let us look into the subsurface to out here depths of up to 300 to 500 meters. So we're looking on the order of 1,000, maybe 1,600 feet.
Conductivity, also called resistivity, determines how easily an electric current can move through rock. By flying low-level helicopters equipped with sensors resembling a hula hoop, scientists can capture electromagnetic signals from the subsurface that help them map the conductivity of rock and fluids within the Earth's subsurface.
So different rocks have different abilities to conduct an electric current. Some rocks are just more conductive than others. And also things that are containing more saline fluids, groundwater salinity, in addition to clay content and some types of minerals, also make rocks more conductive. So using these kind of techniques, we'll be able to map essentially brines and clay units, both of which are really relevant to some types of critical minerals on the Basin Range.
Mapping surveys like these can indicate conditions favorable to the presence of critical minerals in the subsurface. The Energy Act of 2020 defines a critical mineral as a non-fuel mineral or mineral material essential to the economic or national security of the U.S., and which has a supply chain vulnerable to disruption. The primary target of the McDermott Caldera survey was lithium, a critical mineral necessary for lithium-ion batteries used to power everything from laptops and cell phones to electric vehicles.
Brine and clay can have economical concentrations of lithium if the other geologic conditions are right. So if we can find with these methods basically conductive brines and clays, we can essentially detect things that could potentially be hosts for lithium.
According to Jim Falds, director of the Nevada Bureau of Mines and Geology, understanding the ties between how lithium deposits develop and the geological history of Nevada demonstrates why the Great Basin region is a potential source for critical minerals.
Water flows into these basins, gets trapped, evaporates, lithium brines, helps to concentrate mineral deposits like lithium. Lithium can be caught up in brines in the current basins, or perhaps it was trapped in basins 10 million years ago, and now you can access it through these old lithium clays that are really old lake beds from older basins. So it's really Nevada has sort of the perfect combination of geologic features and events that make it one of the most important sort of areas for mineral deposits really in the entire world and certainly within the U.S.
The McDermott Caldera Survey is the third project to be conducted in the region, following similar mapping surveys near Clayton Valley and Railroad Valley.
By understanding some of these systems where we know that there are concentrations of lithium, they're relatively well explored or better explored than other places, we can better understand the geophysical signatures around those deposits. And then by collecting data across the state, which has a lot of places that are prospective for similar types of systems to exist, we can see where those geophysical signatures may be similar or where they may be different, and where we may not have similar subsurface conditions to some places that we know about. And that information altogether gives us a better understanding of the geology, better ability to relate geologic maps from the surface to what we might expect in the subsurface.
The information provided through these surveys go beyond critical minerals, however, as they can also show potential risks or environmental impacts of a particular area subject to development.
These geologic maps that we're producing in these projects also provide important data, let's say, on local flood hazards or local earthquake hazards and so on, that are also important in terms of planning the infrastructure that might be associated with certain development. That information will be very important for those making decisions on what can be developed and what can't be developed. So it could be part of a particular area that might be environmentally sensitive, or it could be a particular deposit somewhere in the state. Could, you know, there could be some environmental impacts that possibly would want to avoid.
Even if survey results determine that subsurface deposits of critical minerals are not present, that information is still useful in prioritizing where to focus future research and resource development efforts.
It's important for the state surveys to do that these framework studies in order to establish where these resources occur or where they do not occur. And in some cases, it's simply they might be present in an area, but perhaps with today's economics, they're not commercial at this point. It's a good investment as well to understand that in terms of where mineral companies, mining companies, and so on devote their efforts.
The data collected from these surveys will serve the needs for a broad scope of stakeholders, from land management agencies and scientists to environmental groups and businesses.
So there are three stakeholder communities right there: the land management agencies, the USGS is a science agency, and then the exploration companies.
Said Warren Day, science coordinator of Earth MRI.
Now, the NGOs, of course, would use that information and are very interested in what would come out of, say, an EI environmental impact statement or a NEPA assessment, things like that. So it's a kind of basic science information that we give to everybody so that they can use it however their purposes are, whatever their purposes are.
Now that these flight surveys are completed, the next steps of assessing and compiling the data into geologic maps will take some time to process.
We'll be doing a bunch of modeling work that basically builds those resistivity or conductivity cross-sections. That information will all be released publicly through the USGS Science-Based Data Repository. So that'll be digital data that's really available to anyone to download. We'll try to get that out within 12 months from basically now. And it's a push to get there, but we're pretty hopeful that that's going to happen.
In the meantime, Falds and his colleagues at the Nevada Bureau of Mines and Geology will continue competing for additional funding to explore other areas in the state that could be prime candidates for surveys like the one recently completed at McDermott Caldera. Whether it's looking for possible lithium deposits at other closed basins like Teals Marsh, cobalt deposits near Stillwater, or tungsten deposits between Lovelock and Winnemucca, Nevada can play an outsized role in the critical mineral economy. However, Falds also stresses that in order to maximize Nevada's potential in this regard, these resources must be developed in a responsible way, proving another reason why the data collected from these surveys will continue to be important moving forward.
Nevada really is very well poised to contribute significantly, which will obviously be important for mitigating the effects of climate change, but also important for the economy, diversification of the economy, and stability of our economy going forward for the next probably several decades. We have the tools now, to do this carefully. But the more we know about the extent of these deposits and where they're located across the entire state, or in a particular area, again, the details of the deposits, then the better job we can do in terms of developing in the wisest way, again, to mitigate impacts.
Scott King, Sierra Nevada Ally.